A lot of folks want to know how they can help. Of course, we're going to give you this number a lot. You're probably going to get tired of it, but we have to keep throwing it out there. It's 90999990999. $10 is what they're looking for from the American Red Cross, and that will help folks out. I'm told that that food, water, right now, not necessarily a good thing to send, because really, they don't know where they can store it. With that in mind, we pick it up with Catherine Rabenstein. Catherine, did I get your last name right?
You did. Thank you very much.
Good morning. You work with the Red Cross. I know that you guys see devastation like this a lot of times, whether it's something here locally that affects us, or a tornado or whatnot. You guys are there. You're right on the ground, boots on the ground. What are you seeing? What can we do? What can we do to help right now?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for asking these really important questions. The Red Cross is always at the ready. We have volunteers 24/7 ready to pack their bag and head there, and that is exactly what happened with Hurricane Harvey. We've got a lot of volunteers deployed. In fact, we have about 10 people locally deployed to Hurricane Harvey to help with the storm recovery. And like you said, right now people are seeking shelter. We've got food and water. We've got lots of supplies for them for their immediate needs. But this is going to be a massive relief response. It's going to be weeks and months ahead, and the Red Cross will be there to help people through that whole time. So I definitely encourage you to make a financial donation. If you're looking at these pictures of devastation and wondering how you can help people, 90999, text that number, text the word Harvey to 90999, and you'll make a $10 donation. You can also go to redcross.org to make a donation, or if you're interested in helping, apply to volunteer. We're always looking for volunteers, and we'd love your help.
Now, that's where I want to talk to you about, because yesterday, some of the images we saw of folks going to the Gulf Coast to help, they called it the Cajun Navy, where they had men and women from the bayou in Louisiana with pickup trucks and flat-bottom boats. And I know that was an issue where they really needed people with boats. What about a guy that's in suburban Chicago, we're in Chicago, that wants to help? He wants to go get his hands dirty. Is that something that you guys encourage, or is that something that's a little bit out of the question?
That's a great question. When you apply to volunteer for the Red Cross, you go through a little bit of a process. We ask you questions about what your background is and what your interests are, and we find a placement that fits for you. And that might not be driving an emergency response vehicle to Hurricane Harvey. It might be something else. It might be teaching CPR. It might be doing a variety of other things. The Red Cross is run by 90% volunteers, so there is something for everyone at this organization if you'd like to help. And we work with you, and we provide extensive training no matter what the position is.
That voice belongs to Catherine Rabenstein from the Red Cross, talking about possibly another 30 inches of rain in the Gulf Coast. So the best thing you can do right now is text Harvey to 90999, $10, and they'll be there long after everybody. You know, when this stops making the front page and we're not talking about it every 10 minutes, you guys will still be there on the ground helping out.
Well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. And I know you're taxed for time this morning. You got to get to other folks. So we will continue to throw this number out there for you.
Thank you so much. And thank you to everyone for your help.
Oh, you're very welcome. That's Catherine Rabenstein from the American Red Cross. As she said, redcross.org. And, you will go there, find out. Charity Navigator puts these guys at the top of the heap. So you know that your money's going to help, and your money will go to Houston this morning.